Chof Aleph Hador, Thursday the 12th of March, Rabbi Yonis and Alperin, A Little Light in a World of Darkness.
Towards prayer is all governed by the design and the format of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the men of the Great Assembly, 120 of the most eminent and famous Talmidei Chachamim after the time of Golas Babel, were commissioned to write a text which would replace Korbanos, an unbelievable mission, to that the words of prayer would make the kilva, like the korban, in the same way as a korban does. In their structure, in their composition that they did, perhaps we should be a little bit more focused on the Seder of Hakoshes, of the way we're supposed to ask and what we're supposed to ask for. First and foremost, every single time we have to talk, is the chashivas of das, of knowledge. If we're focused, number two, is tshuva, hashiveinu avinu l'soy v'osef. As an outcome of tshuva comes, salach lonu avinu kichotonu. As an outcome of those, number four, is kigoel chozok oto. We see, therefore, in the sequence of the bakoshas, that das eventually brings you to geula shleima. There's tshuva and there's tzlicho as well. The question is, what did they mean by choinei na'odom das? Conventionally, das really is divided into three areas. Chochma means knowledge, awareness. Chochma of melachos of Shabbos. Chochma yediyas of kashrus. Chochma, you know, you understand the laws of tefillah. Whatever, that's the chochma, that's the knowledge, the acquisition. Amim Chazal, Bina is Lahovin Dova Mitoich Dova. You understand one thing from another. But Das is something quite removed for many of us in the context of Chochma, Bina, and Das. Yesterday was the Yortzeit of Agon of Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The gaddis of Shlomo Zalman, as a poisik, was that he was able to look at the Breiser and explain that Breiser was talking about this technological instrument, the application. Das Torah is application of Torah. The Chochmah is the awareness, the knowledge, the idea. But the fundamental point is what to do. Das in Torah. When we come to issues which are facing Klal Yisrael at the present time, especially the Arab problem, and the issues in Eretz Yisrael, which we have, perhaps there isn't any fault or any failing in Chochmah. Everybody knows they're barbaric people. When Avraham Avinu was by the Brisbane Habsorim, in a Eima Chashecha Gedoila Noifeles Olav, say Chazal, Eima was Golas Bovel. Chashecha was Golas Yovon. Gedoila refers to part. There isn't time to go into each one. Of the Noifeles is the long, long Golas of Esau. Olav was Yishmael. Olav. Number five, after Golas Edoin, says the Pasuk in Kuf Lamed Beis, Yotzitz Nisvay. And on this one, on Yisrael, Yotzitz Nisvay will be the Mashiach. So we see that there is something about Yishmael as the last enemy, as the last oyev. The Chochmah, perhaps, is not so blunt. It's not so unknown. Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Nitzavim brings down that there's something called an oyev and a soine in Klal Yisrael. An oyev is Yishmael, a soine is Esav. Esav soine es Yaakov. But Yishmael is an oyev. Miloshan oyvei. The pachad, the terror, the barbarism of Yishmael. That's why David HaMelech says in the Loshan, in Tehillim, Oyoli kigati meshech, shochanti im ole keidor. Oyvei, that I had to live with people called Ole Kedor. Ole Kedor is Yishmael. I talk to them, but they talk war. I talk peace, but they talk war. There's an oye, there's a pachad, there's an inability. It's a brick wall in front of them. Probably that's the reason why the Chaim Vital writes in Kuf Kof Dalet in Tehillim, that's the reason why who's the Odom? The Pera Odom. Every other goddess of Klal Yisrael is called, if you look in Kuf Kof Dalet, the Chaim Vital writes the name of the Arizal, there's something called Azai Hamayim Shetofunu, rushing torrent. But Yishmorel Azai Chaim Belaunu, the fury, the anger. That's the nature of the Oyev. There isn't much doubt in Chochma, in understanding of who they are and their barbarism and how they behave. A Bina, to understand one from another. But I'd like to suggest that the problem we have in our times is that we don't know what to do. We don't have the Das Toiva, the application of knowing how to handle them and what to do, what should be the mindset of Klal Yisrael at such times. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoslon tzadikim b'chol doi v'dor. He placed tzadikim in each generation who would be madrich, the Klal Yisrael, in each period. It's quite clear that in the last 100 years or so, the greatest, perhaps, novi, if we could say such a thing in Klal Yisrael, of Das Torah, of what to do in situations, was Rav Elchanan. The famous Ksovim in Kovetz Ma'amorim, in Ikbus of the Meshicha, Rav Elchanan saw it all. Of course, the guidance he had from the Chofetz Chaim, his Rebbe, was preeminent. It showed him exactly what to write. Oh, but the writings of Rav Elchanan, it should be set reading for everybody in our times. And there he explains aspects of Das Torah in our door. What I would like to do is to bring down, I've selected 3 Ma'amorim of Rav Elchanan from Ikbus of the Meshicha, from Kovetz Ma'amorim, and they all cover a different area. And they give a little bit of havona of, it's not just to have the pachad, or the yiush, or the terror, the seder, that's what the newspapers talk about. But we as Klal Yisrael, who are mamleches koyanim, who have a certain havona and segula, you have to have a das to know what to do. How should one react to these people? I chose 3 ma'amorim of Rav Elchanan. The first is called a perek called Perek HaRoyim. In reality, he analyzes Perek Lamed Dalet in Yecheskel, where Yecheskel goes into great detail. This coming week is the elections in Israel. Oh, but he lays it on the table. Who are the so-called political leaders of Klal Yisrael? And you see there that he describes that they are basically lining their own pockets. The leaders, the political leaders, and he describes 5 types of people in Klal Yisrael. Necholim, Avudim, Shvorim, Choylim. You'll see in Lamed Dalet, there isn't time to go into it. Klal Yisrael are together, V'chol ha'om bishgogo. They don't know. They're led, they're forced, they're led along. But the critical aspect of the leaders at the time, to understand the political leaders he means, is the fault which the Gemara brings down in the Gemara in Sota at the end of Daf Mem, where the Gemara brings the terms of Ikbus of the Meshicha. And one of the points which Rav Elchanan speaks about, he brings Rav Yisrael, but he brings a perush of Rav Itzala Mivolozhin from his father, Rav Chaim, and he explains, what does it mean, Pnei Hadok, Pnei Hakelev? What's the meaning behind it? And he explains in the following way. The foolishness of a dog is if you throw a stone at the dog, he bites the stone. He's a fool. He bites the stone because the stone hit him. If you hit him with a stick, so he bites the stick. He doesn't look to see where the stick has come from, where the stone has come from. He's a fool. K'pnei ha'dor, k'pnei ha'kelev. Says Rav Elchanan quite clearly that the leaders of the time, and in particular those who are controlling Klal Yisrael, are K'pnei HaKelev. They don't look to see where the missile really came from. They look to see just who shot it, who threw the stone. Instead of looking to see who's behind that missile, who's sending that missile, where's it coming from? The Makor, not just it came from Gaza and slipped over into the Negev. What's behind it all? There was a certain, in the memoirs of Yitzhak Rabin, fascinating article which was brought down, that after he died it was revealed, but not in his lifetime, that when it came to Entebbe, and he was nervous, because he didn't know what to do, how to send them, and what to do. And I think it was because Rav Huttner was there at the time. He was captured as well as one of the captives there. He went to Rebbe Tzala Zolti at midnight and knocked on his door as prime minister and asked, what do we do? How come do I go in? Do I not go in? And Rebbe Zolti turned around and said, there's only one person in the world who can answer that question. Let's go and wake up Rebbe Eliashiv. And they went over to Meir Shoim and they woke up Rebbe Eliashiv. And they asked him, what do we do? Rabin was there with Rebbe Zolti, and Rebbe Eliashiv, the Gadlusa, opened up a Gemara Sanhedrin, Pidyon Shvuim, learned through the Sugya in 5-10 minutes, turned mountain and said, you do this and you do that. And this is the way you'll do it, and you'll be successful. Unbelievable, nicer. And they came back, one or two was killed by Yalena. But after that, he was convinced, and Rabbi Uri Zohar, I remember saying once over, that Rabbi Uri Zohar had mentioned that he was prepared to be a Baal Tshuva, but he couldn't face the lag, the scorn of the people, and he slipped over, slipped back again. Oh, but that's a little bit of an inkling. They realize, maybe because Rav Huttner was there, but the lack of das, of knowing where the missile came from. That's the first. The second maimer, which I chose from Rebbe Chonon, Ikbasat HaMashicha, is a maimer which he brings down based on Sukkim in Shir HaShirim. Hagiduno she'ova nafshi. Eicha tira, eicha ta b'tzvat zohoraim. Shalom o'eye ko'oitio al edrei chavirecho. Says Boire Yoilom to Knesset Yisrael. Tell me, you whom I love. Eicha tira, where will you get parnosa from? Where will you graze? Eicha tarbitz, where will you live? Bat zohoraim in the heat of persecution. In the heat of golus. Shalom o'eye, are you condemned to be a wandering Jew? Ka'oitio aledre, wondering Jew, im loisedi loch hanofer vanoshim. I'll tell you exactly what you have to do. Se'ilok be'ikve hatzoin. Follow in the steps before. And ur'ies gideosaych al mishkenois haroim. Look to see how they did it previously, and you'll know how to handle your situation in Golos. Says Rebbe Chonon, quoting the Levush, from there we learn that we are faced in Klal Yisrael in the periods of Golos, and the Levush goes into great detail. Rebbe Chonon, you'll see it there in the Parsha of Maaseinu LaMelech in Ikbasat HaMashicha. Rebbe Chonon explains that there were two Yom Tovim with the Rabbonon of Klal Yisrael, Chanukah and Purim. The Gezeiros of Antiochus were Lahashkichon Teirosecho VeLahavirom Mechukei Ratzonecho. They were Gezeiros of Shmad against the religion, against Torah, against mitzvahs. Hellenists would have been quite pleased if everyone converted over, and they left. They didn't have designs to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. By no means. Fakir, they would have called Nebuchadnezzar a fool. Beautiful building, you leave it. You pull out the neshama, and you leave the structure. That's Greek beauty, that's the whole essence of Greece. You leave the physical, but take out the spiritual. Now that, said Rebbe Chonon, the Levush said, that is called a Maisa Sotan. For that you fight. You have to fight for Torah. And therefore we see the Hashmonaim, who were few in number, they went out and they fought against tremendous odds. They were successful. That's a Maisa of Chanukah. He then goes and says, but look carefully at Al HaNisim by Purim. L'hashmid l'haroig u'la'abed es kol ha'yehudim ha'na'ar ha'zokim b'yoymecha. That's called a Maisa Hashem. That's the Neged, the people. There was no ideology of proselytizing, of evangelical. There was nothing of that. The idea was Yom Echad, a wipeout. Worse than Hitler. Hitler didn't say one day. He said one day. No. Well, it explains the Pasuk in Yeshaya, why one day? Because he knew he only had one day. More than one day, they'll do tshuva. And he was not such an alcoholic someone. Oh, but Lamaisa, that was called a Maisa Hashem against the people. Now for that, you must pray. And that you must be Dovuk in Ruchnias. Quite a different avoidah. Rebbe Chonon goes into great detail why it was that you never find in the whole of the Masechta Megillah or anywhere in the Midrashim that Mordechai and Esther sat down and planned to assassinate Haman. No way. Faket! The whole Maisa when she invited Haman to the banquet. She sat with him. What's the chokhmah here? Assassinate the man? No, that wasn't the plan. They knew that was not the code of practice. That's a Chanukah. Purim is a maisa of tefillah. That's quite clear. The whole maisa of when Esther invited Mordechai to come in and speak for 5 minutes with Achashverosh, and he refused. Why? He was 24/7 involved in tefillah and tshuva and hisayrus in Klal Yisrael. It's a different gezeira and a different approach. The question which we have to understand, which Rabbi Ochanan pushes into suggest, is that so what is the Arab problem? It's not a maisa of Chanukah here. It's not an Indian of, again, there are issues in Eretz Yisrael of trying to undergo their all aspects of Torah. But that's for that you fight. But for here, it's avodas hatfilah. It's prayer. It's ruchnius. It's chizuk in Torah. We go back again to what we saw previously in Kuf Kof Dalet, where Reb Chaim Vital explains, this is Yishmoel here. Yishmoel is not like the Yevonim. Azai chayim b'laun b'chayis apon bonu. Listen to this loshen. Nafshenu, our lives, ketzipo nimnepo, like a bird trying to escape. Mipach hayoykshim, from a hunter's trap. Obetei dalecha, hapach nishbo, v'anachnu limnotnu. The trap will snap, and we will be saved. How? Ezreinu b'shem Hashem. Says the Arizal in Tefillah, Oisei Shamayim Va'oretz is Chukai Shamayim Va'oretz, which is Torah. Now this is the order here, and this is the Mishkanos Haroyim here. These are the Ikbei Hatzoyim which he referred to in Shir Hashirim here. The order is enthusiasm, in Dikduk in Tefillah, in care in Ruchnius. The Bukhon goes into a whole Lamaisa. The Jews in Shushan were much greater in number than they were in Yovan. Yet in Yovan they fought, and here they didn't. He made great rallies. Why not? Because that's what the Gezeira was. That's a Maisa Hashem, and that's a Maisa Sotan. And you have to be clear who we're dealing with. And what I'd like to suggest is that's exactly what we're referring to here. We are in a situation of a Maisa Hashem. As far as the Arabs are concerned, they would like to push every single one into the sea and take over the whole country. There's no Indian of bringing everybody to become a Muslim. There's no Indian of proselytizing here. It's a Maisa of Purim, not a Maisa of Hanukkah. And that's Das Torah. That's an understanding. That's Pnei Hador ke Pnei HaKelev. But they don't understand that. You don't look at the missile. You don't look at the stick. You look where it came from, what's behind it. And that's, of course, what Reb Chaim Vital is saying here. The oyoli, the fear and the trembling, that's chochma. But the das is to know what to do, what's the greatest avoider that we should be involved with. That's the second point of Reb Ochanan, and I chose a third. A third is in great length, where Reb Ochanan goes into great detail, what is the purpose of Shiras Hazinu? Shiras Hazinu, the Ramban brings down, is unique in any Shira in Klal Yisrael. Because it's given a hakdoma, an introduction, and also a conclusion in the Torah, which is unheard of. It says Moshe Rabbeinu, he told the Klal Yisrael, Vayichtov Moshe, before Shira, in the end of Vayelech, Vayichtov Moshe Sashir Hazos Bayem Hahu, Vayelamdo Es Bnei Yisrael. We haven't yet come to it yet. And when it finishes, when the Shia has finished, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Ru'u. Sorry, the Loshen here. Bayoima Alehem. Simu Levavchem Elochot Atavoyim Asher Anoichi made Behem Hayoim. Says the Ramban, why? What's the reason for this Hakdoma and the Siyam afterwards? Because Shiras Hazinu is a Nevuah for the Ikvus of the Mashiach. And all the points which are brought out inside the Shira are all explaining what Klal Yisrael will face and go through, both nationally and also domestically, as a nation in the time coming up. Now that's Das Torah. How are we supposed to handle the situations? What's the nature of the approach? What's the mindset? What's the hashkofa? The chokhma and the bina is there, but we don't have the Das to understand. I chose one area which Rabbi Ochanan goes into great detail, and that is that there are in our times many what we would call parsha stumas. In England, they would call it like a cul-de-sac, a dead end. You can't get anywhere here. there's nothing to talk about. The situation seems like there's no solution to it. There's great poverty in certain places in Klal Yisrael. The illnesses, the amonas, the... I lived for 21 years on the Chavagassi and Haunov. I know those families of Twersky and Levine and Kempinski and Goldberg. They're still in shock there. These are tragedies, massive tragedies of the most outstanding Talmidei Chachomim, Tsunuim, and Arnovim in Klal Yisrael. That's only one parasha. Those three boys who were killed. There were tragedies which you don't seem to be able to handle. What are we supposed to do in it? It's a parasha stuma. The famous Maimer Rebbe Yerucham in Das Chochma Musa, when he explains that when the Gemara says in Ikvasa de Meshicha, Ein lanu lishoin ela al avinu shevashamayim, wonderful kasha Rebbe Yerucham, and before Ikvasa de Meshicha, also Ein lanu lishoin. What's the chiddush? Of course you always have to rely on Borei Olam. So why are you telling me now? Says Rebbe Yerucham, no, in Ikvasa de Meshicha, all the Baalei Samcha of government, of menschlichkeit, of civilization, of government, will all collapse, and all you'll be left with is Ein lanu lishoin ela avinu shevashamayim. That's the nature of the time. And you look and stare up to Shamayim, and you're confused. Oh, but the Pasuk says quite clearly, Hatzur Tomim Po'aloi. It's as pure and it's as complete and as perfect as possible. Ki chol drach of mishpot. Keil emuno, the aim of el. Tzadik v'yoshor. Mishpotecho k'tohim rabo. Tzikoscho k'hara re'el. Tohim rabo. The depth, it's unknown by us. We are faced with a situation where we do not know what to do, and Hazino is saying this. That's the Das Toyo behind it. Perhaps that's why it concludes and says, I can't go into all the areas, but Ru'u, you'll see in Ikvasat Meshicha, Ato, now, Ki Ani, Ani Hu, Ve'ein Elokim Imodi, there isn't anybody else. And the omis v'chayeh mochatz divanieva. The ein miyodi matzah. That's perhaps the situation which we're being brought into. We're faced with situations where you can't discuss with the Arabs. That's the nature of the time. So what do? The Novi in Yeshaya in Nunhei explains, which we read every day on every time, is ki loy machshavoy say machshavoy seichem v'lo dachichem d'rochoy n'um Hashem. You can't possibly work it out. Try and work out the Holocaust, you can't. It's beyond. You don't have solutions here. It's not a time when you can rationalize a logic. It's not like that. These are times when he carries on, and it's like the Chevel Moshiach. And these are times when one has to be very, very focused to move ahead. And to see with Das, Chochmah and Bina we have, but the Das to understand where I'm going with my family, with my children, it's a kivun which is needed in these times. And that's what Reb Chonon is trying to explain to us. In that Nevuah of Yeshaya Nunhei, you'll see, Ki shayere da geshen da sheleg min ha-shamayim v'shoma lo yoshu ki imhir v'esoretz v'holidah v'tzmicha. Says the Novi, applying this to what Rabbi Chonon means in Parshas Hazino, just extending the idea that the Chaim Voloshin asks in Ruach Chaim, I remember hearing it from Agon Abrevdan, Zechazadik Bivuach, he once explained that what does it mean, B'shama lo Yoshuv? Of course the rain and the snow don't go back. Whoever thought they did, the rain and the snow fall down. He doesn't mean the cycle of condensation, but they come down and they don't go back. What does it mean, B'shama lo Yoshuv? Says Rabbi Chaim, if you look in Pevek Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis in Pirkei Avos, the rain and the snow do not go back, but the Torah and the mitzvahs and the tefillah, yes, go back. And that is the cycle of prosperity of Klal Yisrael. We send Ruchnias, and he sends Gashmias. Shoma lo yoshu, michlal la vata shomea hein. They don't, but you should know, the other things do go back. And that's tefillah, and that's Torah, and that's mitzvahs, and that's the true cycle, not the World Bank or the Federal Reserve, but it's totally on that cycle of prosperity. We keep on sending back in such times of low mashav saying when it's not understood. We don't understand these times. You'll look and see in Kodetz Ma'amor, Ikvasat Mashiach, where Bochonon goes into great detail, differently mudim that we learn from Pashas Hazim. It's all here. It's all inside here. That's the das which is required. Perhaps we can explain in this way. Klal Yisrael, as a nation, did not start from Noach. Noach was a great tzaddik b'doyroi, or b'esor lokim hishalech Noach. There was like the arm around him and accompanying him. Or b'bayavrom was hishalech lefonai v'heyei tzomim. Now you go right ahead and I'm behind you. And that's a different outlook. You have to move on. Remember, Rebbe once explained that Noach was like a nemer, az kanemer, exceptionally stubborn, stood his ground. Or b'avrom was a gibor kari. He instigated a battle. The ability to move on with him behind you. That's perhaps the times that we're going through. That mindset of, you don't understand, and evidently we're not supposed to understand, this tremendous confusion of it. Kichod roch of mishpat, vein novel. Tzadik v'yoshahu. That's the das which is required over and above the chokhmah and the bina. Maybe we can end with just a comment of the Sipono, where the Sipono explains that, as you know, many Pukim in Tehillim were written b'nevuach hakodesh by David HaMelech for the future of Klal Yisrael. Kof Beis is Purim, Ad Ono Yud Gimel is talking about the four Golias of the Kuf Mem Beis, which we keep on saying, Maskil David b'hiyosav amora tefilo, when David was inside the cave and Shaul was at the front and he was at the back. That, says the Sipono, if you look, is the Ikbas of the Mashiach of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael are in a cave, locked in, maskil, to understand, always the Gaon talks about it in Mishle, maskil is well thought out. Not the haskola like in Europe, but the word maskil in this context means to understand with siyata d'shmaya what to do. Maskil le David, b'hiyoysa bam'oro tfila. That's the order of the day. It was talking about David in the cave. Koyli al Hashem Ezok, Koyli al Hashem Eschanon. Oh, but when I learned this through once, I stopped and opened my eyes. Look what he said. I'm covered up. Atuf. Tfila la'oni ki yatoiv. Atuf means an oni, covered over, and not knowing what to do. Stuck. David in the cave. Klal Yisrael at Vigilus of the Mashiach. Same word as Kuf Kof Dalet, when he said, Nafshenu Kit Hapach Nishbo, that's Kuf Kof Dalet. And here he says, Tomnu Pach Li, I'm in a trap, I can't move. The Pasha Stuma, that's the nature of the time. Habet Yominu Reva, Eni Makir, you can't rely on 90 nations, you can't rely on Mr. Obama. Says the Sipona, this particular peyuk is talking about the Ikvus of the Mashiach. So if you combine that together with Kuf Kof Dalet, you have this third maimah of a Bechona, which he talks about Pashas Hazinu, of the situation where there aren't answers. But it's Begeder Ben Avrom Avinu, not a Ben Noach. And Avrom Avinu went right ahead. He just carried on. Avrom Ha'ivri. The Russian and the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, the Kol Ha'olam Kulay Hayu Tipshim U'Meshugoyim. Russian in the beginning of Avodas Zara, of Avram Avinu Meshaitet B'Daitoy, and he thought it out, and he was against the whole world. That's an Avram Avinu, not a Noach. The ability to strive ahead, to be persevering, to be patient with perseverance, and see the time through. And these are the times which you need tremendous das in order to almost work your way through the maze of different aspects and the difficulties which Klal Yisrael face. The first is the awareness of the leaders are not correct. Don't look at the missile, look at who sent it, what the source behind it is. Shir Hashirim is telling us the Ikve Hatzoim, and that das is a das to be aware of. There's a Chanukah and there's a Purim. One's a Maisa Sotan, and to be clear with the label, one is a fight and one is not a fight. One is Avoda in Ruchnias, which by Nias Daiti it's quite clear. The Arab problem is not an issue of Chanukah, it's an issue of Purim, quite clearly. And that's what the Chaim Velosh and Chaim Vital is saying, Oyseh Shomayim V'Oretz, Ezreinu B'Shem Hashem. And thirdly is the domestic kitchen scene, which we have in front of us, situations when we don't have answers. We can't reconcile and answer what is happening here. At such times, one has to be like an Avraham Avinu, and that's what the Koyach of is saying here, what David is saying here. That is the shiur which I wanted to say. In the last few months, I just want to mention, and maybe people are interested, I gave different hespedim and tributes for Brevda. I produced a video of, if anybody's interested, I have them here, a video of different hespedim limudim, which I learned. It's about an hour and a half. Different people would like the disc. I have them here. I thank you. We should be a besulas tovus in Klal Yisrael. Amen.